The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Back to two guys who would by now be recognized as common law married in at least eight states, John and Lance, from the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I guess maybe for TV they were only playing 12 or something.
Think about this, Pat Mahomes. He just won this golf match. I mean, you know, it's not like he's Tony Romo out playing on a tour somewhere, but he beat a guy who's known as a great golfer, Steph Curry. He beat him and Klay Thompson with Travis Kelce. So he wins this. He's won two Super Bowls. He has he threw a no-hitter with 16 strikeouts in high school and was drafted in the 37th round, but would have been a much higher draft pick if he didn't have a known commitment to play quarterback at Texas Tech. And, of course, an MVP with 50-plus touchdowns. Like, I think Patrick Mahomes might be the greatest athlete in sports right now. In terms of, I'm not talking about agility, explosiveness. I'm not talking about a combine. I'm talking about the ability to play and play well at multiple sports. He was a three-sport star in high school. I was watching a video of him dunking on people in high school.
Dunking on fools?
Yeah, he was got a nice mid-range jumper, could score in the paint. Patrick Mahomes might be the best athlete in terms of ability to play all sports.
Of this era.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's that kid. Like, we all knew that kid in high school. Who was the kid at your high school who could do, well, you guys weren't playing any golf back then, but.
No.
Who was the one guy that you knew whatever he picked up he was going to be good at? It didn't matter.
You didn't play basketball.
Was it you?
No. You didn't play basketball and football at our school. You played one or the other.
You had to pick?
Yeah.
We're in Texas.
And
there
were only a couple of guys that played baseball as well. We were pretty – if you played football, we were state champs. You played football. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was a little bit different there. But, yeah, there are got plenty of guys, you know, anything they do, anything they do, they do well.
Yep.
And Pat Mahomes can do it at the highest level, which is different than anybody we know. 806 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Astros win last night and look damn good doing it. Listen, I think it's underplayed Jose Altuve missing as much time as he has. He, again, last night, they want a no piece. They want a no part of Jose Altuve last night because he just starts stuff up. Bregman was on it. Of course, Adam Wainwright is bad right now. Adam Wainwright was just what this team needed after scoring 10 runs the night before.
41 years old, and I mean, people were slashing over 900. So the Astros just did what everyone's doing.
It was what everybody's doing. They just crushed him. Kyle Tucker coming out of it, that was nice. Jose Abreu looked good in the series. Listen, I hope the offense is starting right now. You're facing different pitching, though, now that you're getting to the Cardinals are a bad baseball team. They're just a bad team. They're 14 games under 500 now. They're just not good. You're facing a different deal in the pitching that you're going to face, and you got to start it with Ronel Blanco. Boy, it sure would be nice to get off to a good start tonight against Ronel Blanco. You've got day games on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday against this team. Jeremy Branham just put out a stat. I don't know why, but this is the case. A lot of guys don't love to DH, and Yordan even said, I want to play the outfield. You feel like you're more part of the game. Yainer Diaz has a 903 OPS when he's a catcher. He has a 1,152 OPS when he's a first baseman.
Love it.
And he's got a 625 OPS when he's a DH.
He just needs to be hitting. He just needs to be in lineup.
Yeah.
Well, he is just a good.
It was sure would be nice if he was behind a plate in the lineup, because that takes Maldonado's bat out of the lineup. It puts Yiners in, and you got yourself that lineup that they had last night was possibly, until Yordan gets back, possibly their best lineup.
And is it going to get better here in a couple weeks? Michael Brantley is supposed to face Urquidy in batting practice and live BP. They're going to simulate against each other next week is expected to happen. So Urquidy and Uncle Mike, that's interesting. We've got another, you know, at least we heard about Michael Brantley again.
Right. But you know that Maldonado's going to be back behind the plate again, because that's just what happens.
You know, if it's going to, you've won a World Series like that before, but you have to have Diaz's bat in the lineup. It's just too good. He's a good
hitter. Well, once Yordan comes back, where? Once Brantley comes
back, where? Hey, and Abreu's hitting right now. Diaz is hitting better than Abreu. We've got a low bar for Abreu, but Abreu has got an over 800 OPS this month. He's been hitting home runs, extra base hits. He had a double yesterday. Like, Abreu's been good. He's had a good month. I want to make sure and give him his props and his flowers right now, because he is playing really well. I'm really happy with him right now. He's really come along after a tough start, and it's necessary for the Astros to try to make a run in the postseason. With that said, Diaz is still better in this month. Diaz is better than anybody this month for the Astros.
Jose,
Diaz is the best hitter in the month of June.
Jose Abreu, 835 OPS right. This month.
That's good.
Yeah.
No. Now do Diaz.
Diaz, and let me find
him. But Abreu also has, what, 6 home runs this month, or is it 5?
6.
Yeah. He's got all 6
this
month.
Or did he have one
it was before. Right, I think, maybe at the maybe very at the end of May.
917 OPS for Yiner.
Yeah.
600 slugging, 313 average, 317 on base.
How many bombs?
He's got 5 bombs this month. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But listen, here's something. Have both of them in the lineup. That'd be great. And, oh, by the way, if Yiner's better hitter as a catcher, catch him.
That's great. Yiner is better against righties, right? Is
that yeah, he's terrible against lefties.
So if he's better against righties, that still creates a little bit of a logjam with Brantley if Brantley comes
back. Yeah, he's got a 180. He's got a 425 OPS against lefties.
Yeah. And
892 against righties.
So... And the sample size is relatively the same.
It's a 32 at bats versus 110 at bats.
110 is your right hand sample size.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, but if Michael Brantley comes back healthy, what it does is it does create an issue, because Yordan DH, Michael Brantley left field, Michael Brantley probably DH, Yordan left field, and then Abreu. You'd have to take out Abreu or, as you mentioned, Maldonado. But this may be the time that Dusty is going to have to take a look at Diaz in the lineup,
as
or
catcher.
Diaz beginning at some point. Diaz needs to be an offensive replacement for Maldonado, not a late inning defensive replacement. At some point, when everyone's healthy, yeah. Like once the sixth inning rolls around, all right, it's Diaz time. You hate to burn up your backup catcher at that point, but my gosh, you just can't allow men on base to be Maldonado's chore to bring him in. It's not fair to him.
Well,
that
said, who hit a homer?
No,
who had a double?
He has his moments
in St. Louis.
He has his moments still. Martin Maldonado has his moments, but he's not great with men in scoring position.
No, and he seems like he's up every time with the bases.
With men not bases
loaded. Bases loaded. All right, suspensions came to the NFL yesterday. We will talk about that on the other side. Right here on in maybe one of the dumbest things I've ever seen. We'll talk about that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now with more nougat.
You and Lance didn't f*** for a year.
That's just because he dabbed all the time.
Preeminent NFL draft analyst, the godfather of Houston sports talk. Put them together and you get the trench.
Get in the trench.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
All right, Lance, it may be the hardest question I've ever asked you. Name all of the Colts cornerbacks that are healthy right now.
Oh, my God, this is the hardest. traded Rocky since. Stephon Gilmore's gone. I know Isaiah Rodgers was a cornerback because it's in the news and he was cut after all the suspension stuff yesterday. Kenny Moore?
Okay.
This is one of the hardest questions that's ever been asked of a human. I don't know if Ballard knows this answer.
Yeah. Well, you just answered it. It's over.
It's over?
It's over. They got one. One healthy cornerback in the entire room.
What about Dallas?
He's not healthy.
What's his last name?
You got Julius Brents and Juju's Darius hurt? Rush.
They're rookies.
Brents missed all of rookie training camp, and Rush was sidelined. Dallas Flowers has shown promise, but it's safe to say
he's more of a return specialist.
Yeah. And with Rodgers and Barry both gone, he's literally the only guy they have in the room.
Oh, my God. But Isaiah Rodgers was not going to be a factor from a coverage standpoint, I don't think. I mean, that's why they drafted Juju and Rush.
Well, he started for him.
They think Isaiah Rodgers did last year?
Yeah.
At what point? You had Stephon Gilmore. You had Kenny Moore. He wasn't the third corner, I don't think. He may have had a start. I know he may have played some, but I think Juju Brents is the guy and Rush both. They expect him to play. But, yeah, the Colts are going to have a young cornerback group. Woo!
Yeah, let me see. Let me get right here. Isaiah Rodgers. Game started. Yeah, last year he started. Last year he started 9 games for him. 9 games.
At corner?
At cornerback.
What was their record again?
They were bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, really terrible. No.
And
but,
they had injuries last year too. But
And do you know, did you see how he got suspended? What he did?
He gambled.
Yeah. You know what he did?
He gambled primarily $25 to $50 a bet,
except
one $1,000
bet. $1,000 bet, which he bet on his running back on a prop bet over rushing yards.
I hadn't seen, oh boy. I had, and it was $1,000, which is the big, like,
yeah.
That's one of those flag bets.
$1,000 on under over, and he won the bet. But nobody knows if it was an under or an over.
Under. Jonathan Taylor, probably. It was an under, injury. And that's exactly what the NFL is terrified of. Players having inside information and betting on their team. And now with individual prop bets,
it's easier
than ever.
Yeah. I mean, you know, hey, we're not going to throw the coach.
We're not talking about a ton of money.
We're not throwing the ball this week. We're going to just run it. Or we can't run against this team. We're going to throw.
Right.
I'm putting the under on my running back.
Right.
So it's that kind of thing. And, by the way, betting against your teammate on succeeding is a bad look if it wasn't under.
Yeah.
If it wasn't under.
Nah, it could have been over because you know that you're going to run the ball a lot. That may be more likely about
even,
what he did.
That's
still betting on your own team.
And because you're telling
Pete Rose
the bookie.
Is banned from sports.
Right.
He's banned from baseball, everything, ever.
Well, he controlled all that, though. Isaiah Rodgers from his cornerback position is not
But why don't you go down the list of players who are suspended?
So,
you also had Cam Robinson, by the way, before we get to the gambling. He was a PED suspension. You know, they drafted Anton Harrison from Oklahoma because they just don't believe in Cam. Like, Cam Robinson's been way too shaky. It's weird. There's another Alabama guy who comes out and is not really the same guy.
Well, so he was doing some steroids and he got suspended. Ha-ha. Jaguars suck. Isaiah Rodgers and Rashad Berry, both indefinite. Demetrius Taylor and Nicholas Petit-Frere suspended. Indefinitely, there were three guys that were suspended indefinitely.
Petit-Frere is a guy who was going to be competing for a starting job. That's a big deal. He's 6 games. Petit-Frere is going to be 6
games. 6 games. Uh-huh. And he will come back. But the other guys have been, I think they've been released by their teams and suspended indefinitely. I know the Colts have been, they've gotten.
Petit-Frere is probably the biggest name yesterday of the gambling stuff. But, maybe Isaiah Rodgers. I mean, he was a kick returner and started at corner, I guess. So he's probably the biggest, although Petit-Frere was Ohio State tackle who was, second round pick. So that's kind of a big deal and plays a very important position at tackle. And it's one of those things that all you're going to do is just, you're just going to piss off your team. Like, they're trying to count on you and you're gone. All you do is piss off coaches.
Yep.
When players don't show up, when players don't practice or when they're not available, for whatever the case is, coaches start to develop a negative attitude about that player because they feel like they're not in, like they're not in it. And that's going to be tough for a guy who is a young tackle who still needs to get better and needs reps. But this is it's an issue for the league. It's an issue for – because there's more prop bet stuff. You know, we hadn't heard anything about gambling with basketball. I've never heard anything about gambling with basketball.
This money is so good. So Isaiah Rodgers was making $2.5 million per year. He risked that for $25, $50 bets and one $1,000 bet.
Sweat bets.
He risked $2.5 million. It may be the dumbest gambling I've ever seen.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you to win $1,000, you lost $2.5 million. That's so stupid. That is so stupid. I don't know if he's got a problem, but apparently not. He's betting 25 here, 50 there, 1,000 on a prop bet because he feels
like... It just sounds like they're sweat bets.
Yeah.
A regular guy who's just making, you know, I want a reason to watch this game.
Yeah. Honestly, that can't be dumber. You can't risk $2.5 million to win $1,000. You better have a sure thing. Even still...
It's
still not worth it.
The pot odds are not great.
No. The risk reward is just awful. It's so dumb. I can't even believe.
This is quite a few players. It started with Ridley, and now this is quite a few players now that have been ensnared by this, and it won't be the last. But the NFL has to take these. They have to take these stands because even if it doesn't look like a big deal. The fact that you can't bet on your own team. And then when you have an individual prop bet, that shows inside information. That's the, we have to take these gambling, like we watch these videos and we have to answer and, you know, we do that for the NFL and for a little test and whatnot. It seems like the number one thing they're most worried about because this has historically been the case is injuries. They don't want injury. That's why you must disclose injuries on injury reports. They don't want players or teams. They never really talked about players, but if you think about it, players is the easiest way. For one player to call his friend on another team, hey, dude. And even if it's not for gambling purposes, like, man, we're hurt. Our guy is like, we're trying to keep it under wraps, but there's no way he's playing. You could just say that as one friend to another friend talking ball, like, how are y'all looking this week? Terrible. Jonathan Taylor's. Man, his ankle is not good. This dude, I don't think he's going to be able to play. He's in treatment all the time. You got another guy on another team who could go, ooh.
Oh, no. What about
you? Takes that?
Forget another team. I'm calling my buddy from home, and he calls me. Hey, how you guys? What do you think this week?
Yeah.
That's a guy.
That's that simple.
Yeah, it's that simple. All right, I've got five burning questions from the 33rd team. See how you answer them. Should the Ravens and Lamar Jackson pass more this season?
No.
I disagree.
Let me put it this way.
They've got Odell. Much better receiving core.
Right. I have to answer it like this. I can't say, I think, should they look to throw more? I'm going to say no, run your offense. If that means you throw more, that's
fine. Well, is that Todd Monken? Is that going to be his offense? And oh, by the way, I don't want to risk Lamar as much running the football.
Yes.
I want him to actually start. He can throw. He's got a whip. Now, whether or not he can throw accurately down the field is going to be another question. He's going to have better receivers who are going to be more open. I mean, he does have a better receiving core this year.
He does.
The best he's ever had.
I mean, Bateman's back, although he needs to live up to it. We got to say if Odell Beckham Jr. You know, he didn't show up at OTAs because he said he's not ready yet. He just needs to be on a steady incline. He is going to be a pain in the ass over there, too. You're trying to get you want to make the best impression possible on the team. And Odell's at a point in his career where he's like, I'm not doing that. It's voluntary. He goes, I know my body. I need to be on a steady incline. I want to burn out too quick. He said, it's just, boom, I want to hit my stride right when the season starts. Yeah. Like, okay.
Okay.
So that means you can forget Odell. But he'll be out of camp. And Zay Flowers is talented. And Mark Andrews is really good. Isaiah, like, they have better targets. I just don't believe in the idea that we're just going to throw more. Well, run the offense, and if the offense means if you find a rhythm with passing, that's great. I don't think you go in saying, this is what we're doing. I think
that we're going to be more a pass-oriented team. I, I,
I think it's okay to say that. I wouldn't force it. I guess that's where I'm going. Yeah. If it's not there, you can't just force it. But I do think it's imperative that you try to dial back, if you can, some of the Lamar Jackson runs. Now, it would really help if your running back core could stay healthy. That would really help.
Okay, next question. How much did the Eagles downgrade this offseason? Lost 7 starters off that Super Bowl team. You know, this division hasn't had a repeat champion in, I think the number's 19 years.
That's incredible.
I think the number's 19 years.
That's truly incredible.
This division does not, you do not go back to back. If there's one team that can fall this year, while you think Jalen has, you know, obviously Jalen has turned a corner, great football team. They got through the play. They went to the Super Bowl. They had a great, you know, they were just great. This just doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen. They probably have the biggest probability of falling this year. Maybe not out of the playoffs, but maybe out of the division, away from the division title.
Well, let me throw a couple names at you here. They added, here's a breakdown of the free agent signings by the Eagles. You mentioned losing 7 stars. They got Terrell Edmonds at safety, who was a starter with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Nicholas Morrow in the at linebacker. Justin Evans at safety. I like Justin Evans. They added Justin Evans at safety. Marcus Mariota is a backup quarterback. Good backup for that offense. Greedy Williams, we still have to see if he can play. Like, Greedy hasn't really shown anything. They re-signed Fletcher Cox. They re-signed James Bradbury. They re-signed Darius Slay. Boston Scott came back on a 1-year deal. They added Rashad Penny at running back. They re-added Jason Kelce and Brandon Graham from their team. Yeah, they may have lost some starters. They also drafted Jalen Carter. Like, I remember coming away from the offseason thinking, I don't.
Is he going to be Hargrave?
Well, that's a loss. He could be. We'll see. Or, is Jordan Davis going to show up this year?
Yeah,
Jordan Davis needs to show up and play well. Nakobe Dean needs to play well this year. However, I don't think that they're talent deficient at all. I think with the free agent signings they had and some of the guys they lost, I think are replaceable. So I still think the Eagles are the favorite. You know who I like, though? I actually like the Cowboys this year. I like the Cowboys to win.
Send me
Lance. Nobody send him that hat.
In a cowboy hat.
Nobody show him the picture of the hat.
Oh, my gosh. It's just gross.
I feel like Washington should be a tough out, but they don't have enough quarterback play unless Sam Howell is. You know, they've got a good defense on paper.
Come on.
I think it's going to be the Cowboys winning the division.
Yeah, they could whoop it.
Because what happens is they're going to go to school on the Eagles offense. They're going to go find areas where Jalen Hurts had his issues, and they're going to start to really, I think teams are going to make it a little tougher for the Eagles to succeed offensively. And I do think the Cowboys are going to potentially, I think the Cowboys have a chance to make a lot more noise this year.
The Eagles won 4 straight titles from 2001 to 2004. That's the last time a team repeated.
Donovan McNabb era.
19 years ago. All right, taking a break. We got a couple more questions on the other side from some pretty good ones that involve, well, not really us.
And I got to tell you,
someone we know.
I want to bring up ESPN too.
Okay.
Because ESPN's broadcast model is drastically changing.
Well, it's going back to where it used to be. And we'll talk about that on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
Let's get back to the wrench with these two tools. It's John and Lance from the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5.
All right, welcome back. Our lead story today, Lance did not remember his anniversary yesterday.
That's not the lead story.
It's our lead story. And Marvin wants, and if anybody else has any kind of comment or story about missing their anniversary, and therefore
or a birthday.
their nachos, not being able to eat any nachos that day. Let's go. 713-780-3776. Marvin,
we didn't make nachos.
Has a story. Has a story. An anniversary story. Hey, Marvin.
Hey, Lance. This may not get you out of the doghouse, but you can go home and tell your wife, listen to this. At least I'm not this guy. So I do law enforcement and personal protection for a living. I work about 82 hours a week.
Ooh.
So Saturday, me and my wife get into an argument, and I forgot on Sunday it was our 10-year wedding anniversary. So Monday, she comes home, and she says, you forgot to tell me happy anniversary. And I'm like, oh, Christ. She goes, but I have a gift for you. And I was like, oh, now I'm going to feel worse. She pulls her phone out, and she goes, let me check my email real quick. And I'm thinking that she ordered some shoes that I wanted or something like that.
No.
As she starts to read her email, she asks me, hey, back in like 1990, did you know somebody named Robin? And at this point, I'm starting to sweat. And she, I was like, yeah, I do. Why? And she goes, well,
I'm so nervous.
I have a young lady now, and this is going to be your anniversary gift for me. And she goes, by the way, you're taking me to Forbidden Child tonight, which happened to turn out to be the worst dinner and most awkward dinner because she wanted to keep talking about it. But she said, I have a young lady named Kirsten. She's reaching out to you.
No.
She says, she's your daughter.
I knew it.
From 30, and she's 3 years old.
Oh,
no. She's how old? 23. Oh, yeah.
She's 33.
33 from 1990.
So 33 years ago, I dated her mom. We broke up. I knew nothing about this, never heard about it, never knew anything. And she goes searching for me. And I have no social media, nothing like that. But she finds my wife's name, and she reaches out to my wife saying, hey, do you know Marvin? I think we might be related. My wife is 37. I'm 54. And she thinks she's her siblings. And it's like, no. My wife emails her back and says, no, I happen to be his wife. She goes, oh, what can I do for you? She's like, well, my mom says that he's my dad, and so I wanted to try and reach out and get to know him.
Well, Marvin.
And here we are, and she's so much. Yeah.
That's nice that she got you a present like that. That's nice. You didn't get,
obviously. That's not an actual
obviously
present.
Obviously, you didn't give her something. So, wait a minute. Your daughter's 33, your wife is 37, and you're 64?
He said 57.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, your wife's 57.
No, he's 57.
Oh, he's 57.
No, he's 54, she's 37, right?
54?
Yeah.
Oh, 54. Yeah. And 37? That's nice, Marvin. Good on you.
Yeah.
Well, good on you, except his daughter's
four years younger.
This is my fourth one.
Hold on a second. This is a lot to process. Number one, yes, you win. Number two, that dinner must have been horrible.
Well, here's the good news, though. You didn't even know, and you didn't have all of those payments to make every month.
Well, there's always back child
support
that they can go after.
Can they go after back child support?
I think the
statute of limitations might be up here.
The mom never reached. I don't know. There's a lot of discussion
I don't know.
Points
all
here.
I know is, Marvin, you win. You didn't even know it. You added a member to the family. Congratulations. At 54 years old, you got another child. Congratulations.
Is she?
Yeah, it went over real well at dinner. I had all the questions.
I mean, what a horrific dinner that must have been. The questions, the forgetting, the timing of forgetting the anniversary, and it's a 10-year, so it's, you know, it's that even number. It's that milestone year.
Marvin crushed you.
Wow, Marvin destroyed.
All right. Marvin crushed your story. All right.
I was so nervous. Were you nervous listening to this?
Yeah, I knew it was going to end with that. I got a
daughter.
That's
what I thought the twist was. First, I thought the twist was going to be he was served with divorce papers.
Oh, that could have been it. Yeah.
And let me go into my email. I'm like, she's got divorce papers.
Ooh.
This is gonna. She's gonna show him in PDF form. That's how I thought it was gonna start. And then as he kept going, do you know a girl named Robin? Like, oh, I know where this one's gonna end.
Here's the deal, though. He missed all those child support payments, and now
that's
he gets
not
the benefits.
Something you should be celebrating
of having a child.
You sound like a total creep. hey, maybe she's married too, and he missed out on having to pay for that.
You didn't have to pay for that? She's 33. Hopefully she's married.
Hey, the good news is, Marvin, it didn't hardly cost you nothing. You got a new kid.
Okay, how much do kids cost? Would you like to not have to pay for one of your kids?
Yes, but I'd like to see them all the time
and
know about
them.
Well,
you see them now at 33.
Yeah, it usually works together.
We could be best friends.
It usually works together.
And I don't have to buy your diapers.
You know how it usually ends with like a Carl Malone story or Larry Bird. I'm a daddy, you never even knew about it. You never, and it ends up in a Sports Illustrated article or something.
Yeah, well, that's different.
I hate my dad.
Marvin ain't ending up in Sports Illustrated.
No, he's not.
Okay. We'll finish up these questions, but you wanted to talk about Slam Ball.
Yeah, so ESPN has done a 2-year deal with Slam Ball. Slam Ball is...
Slam Ball's pretty cool.
Slam Ball's pretty wild. And Slam Ball may have come out a little too early. The guy who invented it, he invented it in 1999. The guy who invented Slam Ball. And what it is it's kind of like a basketball court. Imagine it looks like arena football. And then around the goals are four different trampolines. And these trampolines you can jump on, and the other team tries to jump up and challenge your shot. Like, you can shoot. You don't see any highlights of actual shots. But you see highlights of dunks. And it's like meetings at the rim where people either get their shots blocked or people get dunked on. And they're jumping off a trampoline. So, obviously, it really does look a lot like Arch Rivals, where guys also, I got to find out how it gets so physical.
Dude, it's like football.
It gets
physical. They are wailing on each other. They are going up high. There's a lot of, it's team ball. It's not just a one-on-one. It's a team thing.
It's elements of football, hockey, and basketball. And it's going to be shown on ESPN,
actually,
ESPN2,
it's something I want to watch.
And ESPN Plus.
And the Ocho.
During the 2022. So they did a two-year agreement. 21st, January or July 21st is when it starts, with more than 30 hours of live coverage will be shown, concluding August 17th through 19th, the playoffs and title game. This is interesting, though, because ESPN forever has been, you know, rights for hockey at first, and those rights for they just kept trying to get in. Then they got Sunday Night Football, was a really big deal for ESPN, and then they got into the college football space and college basketball.
Started with college basketball.
Yeah, and now when ESPN first came out, it was like Tom Meese, Chris Berman, Linda Cohn.
It was
Australian rules football. They had Ultimate Frisbee.
Yeah, you watch badminton, you watch ping pong, you watch.
They had no, that was every sport you could think of other than the major sports.
Well, that's why it's ESPN Entertainment and Sports.
Yeah.
It wasn't just sports.
Because they didn't have that they could bank on.
Yeah.
They were just trying to cover sports.
No, they had no rights.
Until
the Big East. The Big East changed everything. Big East basketball changed everything for ESPN.
They would show all these off-brand sports, and it was kind of cool. We were getting to watch sports on TV. Like, it was kind of cool.
And then we got Dodgeball came along, and ESPN The Ocho came.
That's
here.
Not real. That was just a movie.
No, that's when it started, ESPN The Ocho.
That's not real, and there's never been an Ocho.
That's my favorite Jason Bateman role.
That is
the color commentator. The color commentator on Dodgeball.
Bold strategy, Cotton. so you have now ESPN.
He plays
like
the same guy in everything. Even the commercials for the U.S. Open. Did you see him on there?
Yeah, he's smarmy. Yeah, he's kind of a smarmy. I used to watch him on a show when I was a kid called It's Your
Family
Move.
Family Ties.
No, it's called It's Your Move.
Oh.
And he and his sister would try to screw each other over all the time.
Oh, no. She wasn't in Family Ties.
No, that's Michael
J. Fox. That was Justine.
Justine Bateman.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I forgot about her.
That's right.
Anyway, so now ESPN is going to Slam Ball. So this is like something we would have watched when ESPN first came out, and they're going back there because you know what? This is something my kids, people getting dunked on?
Yeah.
I'll give ESPN some credit here. It looks weird, but how expensive is this for a 2-year deal? Not expensive. What's bigger than anything right now? Jake Paul boxing other YouTubers and influencers? Influencer fights are getting more pay-per-view buys than some boxing matches. When they had the TikTok versus YouTube fights, they had like four or five different people who fought, four or five different fights. They had a bunch of people sign up for that. Esports, right? Esports is very, very popular. Traditional ideology about sports is going to continue to change. And Slam Ball is one of those. It's just an example of it. So when UFC went past football, went past boxing, that was, it's not the same as what I'm talking about, but that was an idea that traditional sports, I mean, we're talking baseball, boxing, horse racing, that was the big three back in the day. I mean, way back in the day, historically. When UFC passed boxing, that was a really, really big deal. And now we have Premier League soccer gets covered, international soccer. ESPN had something on Bundesliga's schedule release. Now Premier League is getting covered more than the MLS. Like,
oh yeah,
soccer in this state doesn't even. Oh. You look at who's the best baseball player maybe who's ever played. He's Japanese, Shohei Ohtani. When you look at the coverage of Major League Baseball, what would the Astros be without Latin American players?
No, no,
they would be nothing without the Latin American influence. The best basketball players in the world right now are international players.
Oh yeah,
it is. We're headed in a totally different direction. But one of it's, but a lot of it is going to be, okay, we're not going to stream. We're not going to pay subscription based. The subscription based model is out. More and more people, I think, are going to get away from. Okay, football's just, we don't have the money for football. Can we get in with hockey? Can we get in with soccer? Can we get in with slam ball? You don't think pickleball, which is owned by LeBron James, has the team? Kevin Durant has the team. I swear on everything, pickleball will have a major TV deal. It'll have a major TV deal.
Oh yeah, 846 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. When we come back, let's hear from the big names, the guys who did it last night for our Astros on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Pitter patter.
Well, pitter patter. Let's get at her.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Washed and waxed?
Check.
Gassed up?
Got it.
What about that check engine light?
That,
You know you gotta treat your car right.
I know.
Then you should know about the free AutoZone Fix Finder service. Head on over to AutoZone, get your engine light checked, and get a report for free. Don't even take a minute.
Free AutoZone Fix Finder service.
Your car will thank you, and then you can thank me.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year. Which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Join us for the Paul Gallant Show from 10 to noon. Here's a preview of today's show.
Fred Davis is going to hang out with me from 11 to 11:30. And this is probably the biggest weekend for the Houston Astros. They're taking on the Rangers. The Rangers have been good. Are they actually going to be able to make up ground in the American League West? They effing better!
That's Paul Gallant every weekday from 10 to noon only on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Summer can be a little slow in the world of sports. So to speed things up a little bit, this is the meth segment with John and Lance.
Last night is going to skew J.P. France's numbers in that dude has been pitching with no run support. This was his sixth quality start. Five straight quality starts, by the way.
Wow.
Five straight.
That's great.
And he was coming into this game, he was 2-3. He's 3-3 now.
Mm-hmm.
He lost to the Dodgers 3-2. He lost to the Reds 2-1. He got the loss in both those games, and the team scored a total of three runs for him. He got the win against Cleveland 6-4. He threw 6 2/3, three runs. LA Angels. He didn't get a decision. He seven innings pitched and one earned run. They lost 2-1 to the Angels. I mean, he has gotten no run support. Now he gets 14 runs in a win. And, you know, he didn't know what to do with it. Here's him talking about pitching. And listen, he only had two strikeouts and two walks. But what are you supposed to do when you've got a nine-run lead?
No,
throw the ball over the plate.
Yeah, you don't just don't blow it.
No, you just let him put it in play. Let him hit it. And you know what? The defense backed him up. Here's JP talking about having run support last night.
Oh, it was huge. I mean, even the sixth spot that we had in the second inning, I was in my head
obviously you would want more, but in my head was like, okay, that's all. That's all I need. I'll be. So, but no, it was awesome to be able to have that run support and have those bats come alive. But again, you can't base your outing. Oh, I don't get run support here. Oh, I get 10 runs here. You just got to go out there, do your thing. Just give your team a chance to win.
JP France has been a godsend.
What's your favorite quality start? Is that one of your favorite quality starts yesterday?
Yesterday? Well, he threw 7 shutout innings.
My favorite quality start that I think I've ever seen happened yesterday. And it wasn't JP France, but it was a former Astro.
A former Astro had a quality start? Who was it?
Zach Greinke. Would you like to hear his line?
Yeah.
I think you're going to like it. 6 innings pitched, 11 hits, 2 earned runs, 2 walks, no strikeouts. QS. 6 innings, 11 hits.
They only scored
13 base runners.
You know what that tells me?
A whip of, we're looking at about a 2-0.
You know what it tells me?
What does it tell you?
He came up with big pitches when he needed them.
Yep, that's right. And that's what makes it quality.
That's right. Did they score runs? No, they scored 2.
They scored 2 in 6 innings. But that's below the quality start.
It was a quality start. He only gave up 2. He kept his team in the game. Okay?
Yes.
That's what you do. That's what a quality start.
Yes, he did.
Now, as I mentioned earlier, I don't remember a bigger series before the All-Star break for the Astros. I just don't remember one.
It is big. You know,
it's huge. You're 5 games back.
I was thinking about this. I'm like, is John over-positioning this? Because it's a headline series, but it really is because it's a direct, you know, directly in the line of fire with your division. You need to stay with these guys. A split. Do you honestly see a split? Like, to me,
well, if it's a split, you know what? I'm fine.
Oh, that's a W.
Yeah,
a split is a W to me.
If they lose, listen, if they fall to 7 back after this series,
where's Gilbert?
It's a problem. If they fall to 9 back after this series, it's a problem. If they sweep, they're 1 back.
I'm going to do like Beetlejuice. Gilbert, Gilbert, Gilbert. Because he predicts, let me see if he comes.
Oh, yeah, I don't want him predicting that.
Gilbert, Gilbert, Gilbert.
Aren't you afraid of this?
A little bit.
Yeah, I don't.
But he predicted somebody else. Somebody sent me a tweet that said, "I got to have him on to find out if the Astros are going to win." He's predicted the last 2 series correctly. He said the Astros would take 2 out of 3 here. He said they would lose 2 out of 3 of the previous one. This is a huge series.
No, I don't need him. I don't need him because I'm afraid.
Series.
I know what
you're afraid. What he's going to say.
I don't need that in my life.
No,
I do need.
Gilbert doesn't say the Rangers are going to sweep. He'll say 2-2, or the Astros will win 3 of 4.
No, he'll say the Rangers will win 3.
I'm going to predict he says Astros win 3 or 4.
Rangers, I'm going to say Rangers.
He always says, he never does sweeps. He always says somebody's going to win, you know, 2 of 3.
Right. Here's Alex Bregman. You don't ask me. Ask Alex Bregman how big this series is.
Well, yeah, they're a good ball club, and so are we, and let's go and compete.
That sucked. I mean, really? That sucked, Bregman. No, this is big. And, you know, here's what we'll see, because you already gave up on the season after they lost the first game to the Cardinals.
I'm very highly concerned.
No. You gave up on the season after they won the game.
Yeah.
Remember? Yeah.
10-7.
10-7.
I didn't give up on the season.
Yeah, you did. You said it's
I
over.
Just said this isn't going to be.
Let's get rid of everybody.
No, I don't want to get. No, it's the opposite. I want to hang on to everybody. I don't want to make a bunch of trades. I just think let's ride this out.
Okay, let's just go through no postseason. And you know what? It was a season without a postseason. Okay, Lance, after they win 10-7.
I do not believe they're getting into the postseason.
You don't?
I hope I'm wrong.
Oh, you're wrong.
I just think that Christian Javier is injured.
Do you know what? Like, going into the Yankees series, remember they had
You're putting
Yankees,
a lot of stock in JP France.
Remember they had 7 games against or 9 straight against the Mets and Yankees last year or something like that.
And they, like, won them all.
They're 7-2.
Yeah.
7-2.
Oh, well, the only time they lost was when Aaron Judge got late when the Astros bullpen blew it.
The Astros bullpen blew it twice in the ninth. Or,
yeah,
no, in extras.
You should have swept that series.
Should have swept it. The Astros step up against good teams.
They do, but they had...
When the Rangers suck, they get swept by them.
You had Garcia, Urquidy, and you have... You know, Javier is a... Christian Javier is a Yankee killer. Nobody hates seeing Christian Javier worse than a Yankee.
You know who's going to be a legend after this series is over?
Who?
Ronel Blanco. Okay. Blanco. Brown. Then we don't know if Javier's going to pitch. we went from was going to pitch. We're but Belak's going to come up. Step
Killer
up.
Bees!
Brown,
Blanco, Belak. That was not the Killer Bees you thought you needed. Whoa. We already have the Killer M's.
Yep.
Maldonado, McCormick,
Madrid,
Myers, Madrid.
Yep, we got them all. Madrid wasn't good yesterday. But Dusty went with him again. Dusty's just like...
You know Dusty rides
here's
the hot
you.
Hand.
Hey, everybody here.
No, he's riding a hot hand.
Well, yeah. Madrid would look good the night before. He needs to sit tonight, though. I think you probably need to get...
Well, his career batting average is probably what it was for a reason. And if you don't hit Wainwright...
Yeah, right. You got a problem. So this is as big as, despite Alex Bregman just dismissing it, whatever. I mean, these guys can't look at it like we do, though. I mean, they don't. If, otherwise,
you mean, you mean with an open mind and a clear heart, no, and clear eyes?
Like all nervous. Oh. They can't. No. Oh, no. Because, listen.
It's over. No. Pack it up. Well, this isn't going to be a playoff.
Well, he said it right. They're a good team, and we're a good team. You know what? Despite not having all of these guys.
He didn't say that about Cardinals,
guys,
did he?
No, he didn't say that.
Yeah.
They're not a good team. Despite not having all these guys, the Astros are still a good team.
The record would not say that they're a good team.
Hey, listen.
When all the, like, are you taking away? How have the Astros played without Yordan?
How many teams would like to be?
They're a good team with Yordan. Let's change this.
Well, but Yordan's coming back.
But the Astros, I know, but they said, they're good, even with these injuries, we're a good team. No, you're not. You're not a good team with the injuries.
How many teams are 7 games over .500?
I don't know.
Guess
probably
what? The majority
eight?
Are not. The majority are not. Okay.
But that's when Yordan is there, not when you're injured.
No,
you
no.
can't be injured. The Astros need to not.
I don't
be
know
injured.
If you heard they won last two games without Yordan. I'm not sure you heard.
Like, I know they won 20.
There is nobody.
They scored 24 runs.
There is nobody in the NL Central or the AL Central that is 7 games over .500. That's how bad those two divisions are. That's how bad it is.
Yeah.
They're both going to get one team in. They're the group of five. They're getting one team in.
Mm-hmm.
They're the group of five. They're the NCAA. They're the SEAC going into the NCAA tournament.
Not.
You get one team.
They're like a team getting into the... They're like a team getting a bowl game with six wins.
Yeah. Well, no,
what?
No, no.
They're 6-7.
It's a one-bid league. That's what it is. Well, it's like, a one-bid division.
But what about this? You're 6-7. You get a bowl game?
Yeah.
Okay. It's kind of like that. You don't even have a .500 record, of course. The Texans are one to talk.
Minnesota leads the division at 40-42. How bad is that? You're garbage.
Pathetic.
You're garbage. All right, 9 o'clock, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-377. It's pretty much a holiday show the rest of the way in. Because it's the 4th of July. We will not be here on Monday, by the way.
Or Tuesday.
Either of those two. We will not be here. So
I got to roll by Pete's Fine Meats and get the... I got to go get the burgers.
Oh, man, I went and got the...
I wish he had... Oh, he has brats,
I got the burgers
too.
For...
Do you know he has brats?
Oh, I had...
Aren't you a brat guy?
Dude, he has crawfish sausage that my wife said is the best sausage she's ever had in her life.
She likes it, huh?
Oh, my gosh.
Drake is the one who loves that.
It's awesome. Yeah. Awesome, awesome. Michael is unbelievable.
We're going to do brats and burgers, but...
That's what I did.
My kids don't eat brats, so it's going to be me brats.
Good.
I'm going to be brating it
You're
up.
You're the king, then. You destroyed that.
I'm the king of the castle.
That's right. And Michael did an unbelievable job last weekend. I had family in, and it was just the burgers, the tri-blend. There's not a better burger in the world. I'm just telling you.
He's got tri-tip, too. A lot of people ask about, like, he's got picanha. Do you know, have you ever had picanha?
No.
So it's really big with Brazilian churrascaria. So he's got picanha. He's got tri-tip, which is big in California. It's fajita. It's also really flavorful. It's good. Tri-tip's good, too. But he's got all that stuff over there. So, Yeah, I'm gonna get my barbecue on.
By the way,
4th of July, I gotta figure out.
And I nabbed a wagyu while I was there.
They're good.
It's the best steak ever, ever. Michael, thank you. You're the best. Taking a break. Don't you go anywhere. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. You.